On the third day of a call by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions for the country's businesses to stay closed and citizens to stay in their homes, the spokesperson for Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party seemed to acknowledge the suffering of the country's citizens, many of whom heeded the call in many parts of the country. Simon Kayamoyo noted this in a press statement that he read out loud.
The national economy is currently confronted with a plethora of challenges which have inflicted untold suffering on the generality of our people. Some of these challenges are genuinely linked to certain fundamentals that ought to be addressed.
The shutdown, which started off peacefully with reports indicating no activity in the city, eventually turned violent with looters breaking into closed shops to grab food and other basic necessities, and exacerbated by the deployment of the police and army, which reportedly started spraying tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters in the streets, some of whom were burning tires and throwing stones onto the streets to prevent the movement of vehicles. Kayamoyo attributed this to the opposition and other groups, and individuals like activist pastor Ivan Mawarire was arrested Wednesday, referring to their actions as an act of economic terrorism aimed at replacing the government.
The party is aware of subversive activities by certain individuals, political parties, civic and business organizations in pursuit of the regime change agenda. The party will do everything within its powers to protect the people.
Kayamoyo's words echoed those of Zimbabwe's Information Minister, Monica Mutswangwa, who directly blamed the opposition movement for democratic change led by Nelson Chamisa, who challenged President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election victory in court.
Threats to overthrow a constitutionally elected government by force and install an unelected person as President of Zimbabwe who will be thwarted. Pursuant to this nefarious agenda, the MDC Alliance activated its notorious terror groups, which include the so-called Democratic Resistance Committee and paramilitary vanguard.
The MDC, however, which has remained largely quiet on the issue of the shutdown, has refuted the accusations by the government and ruling party. Spokesperson for the MDC, Jacob Mafume, said President Mnangagwa should take responsibility for the chaos after spiking fuel prices in the midst of a fuel shortage.
The person who is responsible is the person who announced fuel increases, announced a 150% increase. That is where the problem came from.
Despite government claims that the MDC Alliance and other groups have perpetrated the violence that also resulted in the blackout of the internet, Mafume lays blame on the heavy-handedness of the army and police, which is accused of brutally beating up people and even shooting and stabbing some to death. According to reports by the police and other groups, such as the Association for Doctors for Human Rights, between 3 to 8 people have died in the course of the shutdown.
People have been provoked to great amounts of anger, and they have unfortunately retaliated by expressing themselves against the shops and other things. But what we are fully aware of is that our supporters, who form the bulk of the urban dwellers, are a peaceful lot.
Kayamoyo and Mutswangwa called for a return to normalcy in Zimbabwe and urged all organizers of the protests to desist from mobilizing citizens. Mutswangwa said all the protests are aimed to undermine Mnangagwa's efforts to re-engage the international community.
They are intended to undermine the ongoing re-engagement efforts of the president to market Zimbabwe at high-level fora, such as at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland.
But Mafumo said all efforts by President Mnangagwa will come to nothing outside the dialogue that the opposition and other groups have been pushing for.
Dialogue is the issue and the path to legitimacy in Zimbabwe. President Advocate Nelson Chamisa has emphasized and reiterated time and time again that there is need for dialogue in Zimbabwe. There is a need for a coming together of minds and a cross-pollination of ideas.
President Mnangagwa, who is currently on a four-nation tour in Eastern Europe, before arriving in Davos, Switzerland, has dismissed the idea to hold talks with the opposition, saying he won the elections legitimately but needs time to bring change. Reporting for VOA Zimbabwe Service from Washington, I am Kip Stube.